As we know, the Iowa caucuses have come and gone, and that leaves New Hampshire the better part of a week to consider the candidates before the primary on January 10th. Here to help us sort out New Hampshire's changing role in the presidential nominating landscape is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Hi, Ken.
How are you?
Very good. It struck me that among the top three candidates were the candidate who held the most events, Rick Santorum, and the candidates with the strongest ground organizations, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Is that a positive sign for retail politics like Iowa and New Hampshire like to boast that they practice?
Well, in looking back, it seems that that's exactly the case. And yet, for the longest time, we kept saying that retail politics, which was so important in the history of Iowa and New Hampshire, was not going to be important in 2012. We thought that, well, the debates were going to mean everything, because if you looked at all the front runners, and when you think of it, everybody was a front runner except Rick Santorum. It was Michelle Bachmann, then it was Rick Perry, then it was Herman Cain, then it was Newt Gingrich, and all of it was based on debate performances, not troops on the ground. And so we kept saying, poor Rick Santorum. Yes, he's in all 99 counties of Iowa, but he's not making it anywhere. And then at the end of the year, like the last polls we saw, late deciders, and Iowa and New Hampshire too are known for late decision making, they went to Rick Santorum.
This morning we heard a lot of Iowans say, look, we don't expect to be kingmakers. Our job is to winnow down the field. If so, what's New Hampshire's job now, especially with front-loading, pushing the two contests within a week of each other?
Well, you know, of course, in the old days, New Hampshire was the ballgame. It helped end Lyndon Johnson's campaign in 1968. It brought George McGovern to the rise of the Democratic Party in 1972. Jimmy Carter went from Jimmy Who to Jimmy Carter with his victory in the New Hampshire primary in 76. So the history of New Hampshire has always been the key state for presidential primaries. But as Iowa and New Hampshire have gotten closer, as has gotten closer in the year, earlier in the year, candidates feel that their last gasp is Iowa in many cases. So in other words, like in 2008, on the night of the Iowa caucuses, Joe Biden and Chris Dodd dropped out of the race, never even saw light of day in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's day in the sun is not what it used to be. Right now, it's about a week. Of course, you don't always have to win in Iowa to be competitive in New Hampshire. We saw that with John McCain twice in 2000 and 2008. Both times he ignored Iowa. Both times he won New Hampshire. But not all candidates can be that lucky. We've seen in the past Joe Lieberman, Wesley Clark, this time perhaps John Huntsman. They have skipped Iowa thinking New Hampshire is the place to rescue their candidacy or give the boost to the candidacy. If New Hampshire doesn't produce for Huntsman, for example, as it did not produce for Wesley Clark or Joe Lieberman, Huntsman could be among the folks on the sidelines after New Hampshire as well.
Ken Rudin, thanks so much, and we'll see you on primary night.
Can't wait. Thanks.